jag har en gig honom, om 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 jag har en gig honom. Nam om jag har en gig honom, 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 om jag har en gig honom. Nam om jag har en gig honom, 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 om jag har en gig honom. Ringe konam om jag har en gig 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 konam om jag Ikonam om jag har en gig honom, 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 om jag har en gig honom. Har en gig honom om jag 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 har en Jag har en gig honom om 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 jag har en gig honom Nam om jag har en gig honom 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 Nam om jag har en gig honom 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 Nam om jag har en gig honom 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 Jag har en gig honom om 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 jag har en gig honom Nam om jag har en gig honom 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 Nam om jag har en gig honom 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 Jag har en gig honom om 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 jag har en gig honom Meow hot and gay gone ammo, 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 meow hot and gay go. Amom yo hot and gay gone 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 amom yo hot and gay gone. Meow hot and gay gone ammo, 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 meow hot and gay gone. Meow hot and gay gone ammo, 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 meow hot and gay gone ammo. Hot and gay gone ammo, meow 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 hot and gay gone. Meow hot and gay gone ammo, 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 meow hot and gay gone. Hot and gay gone ammo, meow 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 hot and gay gone. Then gay gone ammo, meow hot and 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 gay gone. Meow hot and gay gone ammo, 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 meow hot and gay gone. Then gay gone ammo, meow hot and 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 gay gone. Hot and gay gone ammo, meow 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 hot and gay gone. Ammo, meow hot and gay gone 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 ammo, meow hot and gay gone. Meow hot and gay gone ammo, 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 meow hot and gay gone. Ammo, meow hot and gay gone 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 ammo, meow hot and gay gone. Meow hot and gay gone ammo, meow hot and
Oh,
不受心肝那个人嘛那个门修消不是灵要消不是魔要的话要苗交见苗交风慢交就接近迷走无好随机收拾随时能给下的这个就交不住一来就就一年就就一有口味刚刚母去好半年都修修落地就这个就一下个牛来后边几天他们只看一股说个菜的牛来几天口袋里那么要母给这个母小卫生就给他三百斤牛母菜就就一在迷走无好下的牛来牛去就分不这个在小河干净牛奶奶干出新菜的需要干净母要母给迷走无好不是都都洗下的是不是不是只笑一下该不笑就就在一起给能给洗好又不是又不是来闹个见臭和记住笑一笑和牛贼手牛贼手牛贼太牛贼的牛贼杀牛贼烟牛贼烟牛贼卡牛贼和牛贼和马个叫做笑一笑和牛贼手牛贼手牛贼太牛贼的牛贼杀牛贼烟牛贼烟牛贼卡牛贼和牛贼和马个叫做笑一笑和牛贼手牛贼手牛贼太牛贼的牛贼杀牛贼烟牛贼烟牛贼卡牛贼和牛贼和马个叫做よほれんげきょうのらじゅうよはんだいじゅうろげにじぶつごしょうぼうさつきゅういさいだいしゅうしょうせんなんちにょとぞしんげにょらじょうだいじごぶごだいしゅうにょとぞしんげにょらじょうだいじごうぶごしょうだいしゅうにょとぞしんげにょらじょうだいじごせじぼうさつだいしゅうみらくびしゅうがしょうぼくぶつごんせいさんゆいがせじがとぞしんじゅうぶつご牛贼三百个不干牛干这是个多多亲自不知够你几岁上七九宝这是三九复兴你够西个牛多大九牛来黑没事情就是这个一再再跟电影就还是来开一看这个门的不知去这个几个口盖呀就不忘在我多久这个完那个大大三百个三宝来人家 sorry 年前南七个就是要吃吃就不吃一来木要木恨要个什么那个哪有他口气牛哥要个什么那个哪有他阿索基三生来生世界给心有你妈几米心卡奥托不够要个什么那个哪有他阿索基哥哥哪给一只金牛贼都有金贼米金出生难起有为勇敢谁说世界卡这个只有交给机构祝福弥勒个菩萨多古巴个不知干在上在受世开无量无限以上诸受持一个一心一个受求一切受满一个智不出一无漏智福乐智慧智果根智伽多智还有有智智有智智智一个受福大世受牛智受世开无量无限以智不知够大菩萨数受生难起。所生南极看到风苗生高脑头谁说谁看那个这个秘境的夫这个家境你已经一直进一口嘎就不足以来不该我是一个什么那个哪有的阿祖一口记住谁来嘎就在西沙巴谁该谁不叫给谁一个excuse me一个有说一个什么那个哪有的阿索基国个多里许久所生难起有贼出现个十四年都不都日不刚够牛牛我内涵牛贼开以后便分不是所生难起那个许久那是个说开以不是跟刚够心都说看每段许久我都说说自己的苗地富都难期待说一个不刚够一个不跟刚够当有内涵无意居住后便是自明妙后能要居住后看起心中人难起牛来跟着居住个我说不得个话苦居杀一生人在这个小区给得个话那个大大三百个三百来能够自己都不注意来苦安那个是他你后便求给居住肉你不知道三牛这一次修身难起牛来修行牛来修闻求人开一多大出就我可是口心我可是他心我可是口心我可是他心我可是口心我可是他心修个修修干是开始自负够好修修一下个牛来牛只只跟三个细数木无求只那个太那个只只个木在西沟没吃到啥稀只只一个稀牛稀富牛三个肯牛三个牛只只只 牛奶牛奶牛下个喵一小猪叫乌鼠猪小猪猪要个猪猪叫猪猪要个豆腐白狗要个肉叫做人干一年干一年你又干鸡猪猪塞不手塞不吃地米手三盘牛谁干叫不注意来金带空王就喵母牛阿手给口叫就腐没吃手生难吃干红牛包吃手小小君有看牛米金不白求求能看你只是没得到你便求看头求没得到牛来一在后面求给求求求一下干那个不可求我谁还给他个心灵付出生干便个给生团这个个要个牛哦哦个头嘛莫肯莫求那个牛来就在乎不是便宜求是你 AN 大夫那时候哦难走洗手苦求是心在个牛来一后面这是比古托起秀不输谁难卡起古抽一下个秀要个当个丁卡莫有要个三满那个那个哇个乌肯哇他哇个乌肯下一起几个嘎啥谁干事秀比古牛来难卡托跟起秀说托莫牛谁干得一头秀一难做起手心内人不开这个欧不自本事谁干谁干牛来水夫之子们的你干嘛知道无声难起手不知牛来后看牛在一路去就开始的复古一牛肉一起也受得起牛人后要个神奇就不要过你他说是什么那个猪你猪乃是要个猪一无之言安息有个个头说是有个安他都个要个要个怎么来奶奶牛鸡在几个不给买起给说是安那个我个是专心我个夫妻下有看个不改带抗议还可以忙进在在那弄起个头鼓起个不个个一个根根苦有跳起就妙不跟起头鼓弄有在哎小跳不鼓口一个手是个秘密开始出手个都是话个有事咯不跟你啥在干起来咯一个是个秘密开始出手个牛头卡不个手个叫苦恼目不出跟个手起出呼吸心者天气热，一个新歌，古歌，三个遍不可指标，今朝又要是新家，看个不来是呀，看见满金句，下个指标，满金句，下个指标，年要过，一个年复过，不可收一下个，都给今年是半辛苦，二十个辛苦，一个年一副米，不杀生人，七夕他民意，这个小猪新开天道，随跟家去故乡苦了牛在苦，一个你富高不加工刀子头边，料不可惜一个塑胶姐，塑胶姐在干，牛头头起加工水路，自己一起在苦路，一个公路在西牛家出不可没致富，啥啥在叫一步是他苦苦坚持，跟个牛不一起在自己休息。忙不还手心大无脑你杀生人一个不加加几名家都能见苦过困在下个安所他个不知有一口肉母不知个就一起看清楚一个乃至只一个是一个秘密三个是不可惜这个表开有个不满七十七这个大金门来去跟七跟七手生难七偶一用个哈乌尼诺塞西罗维科莫在富豪家塞桑布特公家亚克牛塞乔布特伊莱姆要姆恩亚克三马那个南犹大阿索基科伊修旧科伊后边的格安多麦斯多亚克门乌牛牛后塞兹盖科莫卡山尼基塞桑亚克朱森兹基尼塞兹盖冈基卡达克布莱乔克乔克乔姆牛哈克三马那个三亚索基乔塞布乔基姆修亚克朱州老女我不知道你来母要靠味道就叫靠后边跟内涵你只是不没知道就就是色不嘎就就我起一秋千度的几多天都出生虽然你不跟去跟嘎没知道口苦有啥的跟嘎一人把你说该这个心去就给金不给这个这个一牛难一心有看不得夫妻这个金苗几个故事说苦是的肉就生嘎几个去走走在欺负没注意后边的一个给你们的父母的有个故事叫苦表心格下嘎不我一句一次什么叫红牛豆腐满鸡蛋你嘎每次都嘎跟着就这么自在有苦开口腹一根筋如果说个这个音高兴能不耐是推色不进去的给牛塞有话说给口就塞肉就生就有求就就再开手手机嘎西都安安天你就去满了你就都嘎个猪猪我抽干后就打给嘎猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪猪 小天学天空調査主義学運万だらけ三八九大衆が浄土不義二主権上人ぬ不足の尿税数十万水素最終上位約五一年か早期後不満三宝妙小宇宙空力入は七時期者総会金外心財金在心に世法分け地異心主設物中無力内見無彩異設物難知ガチ力尿税故障、え故障無用、寿命無臭、口臭、故障、弱尿と打ち茶。元地上儀、突然尿用、人物語、疾風口尿、異線方便、二次用紙、骨折在二眼紙。無能性口も、外役微生物、不空腹減者、異本部、天道、実在二眼、滅微上限、加護、二小教師、心。ほいつざくごよくだおあくとちゅうがじょうちちゅうじょうぎょうどふぎょうどずよちょうかどいせちゅうじゅうほうまいしさせねんいがりょうちゅうじょうとくにゅうむじょうどさくじょうじゅうぶしんなむみょうほれんげきょうなむみょうほれんげ妙蓮華経南無妙蓮華経南無妙蓮華経南無妙蓮華経南無妙蓮華経南無妙蓮華経。Now we'll go through the five meditations.南無妙蓮華経南無妙蓮華経南無妙蓮華経。南無妙蓮華経南無妙蓮華経南無妙蓮華経。南無妙蓮華経南無妙蓮華経南無妙南無妙蓮華経南無妙蓮華経南無妙蓮華経南無妙蓮華経。 Namu myoho renge kyo namu myoho renge kyo namu myoho renge kyo Thank you very much. Wow. The humidity is playing or wreaking havoc with my throat, it would seem. No matter, before we continue on to Shodai in the new year, I wanted to read some Gosho to close this year of 2020 with some study and some inspiration from Nichiren, and open the new year with the same kind of resolve, so that in 2021 all of us hunker down and find deeper, more profound depths to our practice, our conviction, and our confidence. And for me, as a human being, it all begins with study. So this Gosho is titled On the Buddha's Prophecy. And so Nichiren's going to have a bit of a story to lay out here, and then he's going to go into his question and answer period. And this Gosho really centers around Nichiren's justification for his place in the scholarship of Buddhism. How does he claim it? Why does he claim it? And his question and answers, they include everybody. I know he's making these questions up for himself to answer, but he doesn't take it easy on himself. So here we go. The heading on this is composed by the Shramana of Nichiren, or it's Shramana Nichiren. So he is the teacher, and here he goes. The seventh volume of the Lotus Sutra states, quote, "After I have passed into extinction, in the last 500-year period, you must spread it," the Lotus Sutra, "abroad, widely, throughout Jambudvipa, and never allow it to be cut off," end quote. Now, Jambudvipa is used in a lot of ways, predating Buddhism. Hinduism and Brahmanism and Jainism, they all borrow this concept of the cosmology. It's not really cosmology, it's more the, shall I call it, the geography. In a way, they're all mixed together in these ancient thought experiments. But Jambudvipa, for the purposes of our discussion, is basically the human inhabited world. Jambudvipa has many meanings: continent, island. There are other continents around it, but they only relate to Jambudvipa from the standpoint of other influences. Jambudvipa, for our purposes, is generally all of humanity.
So I know it can be confusing because it sounds like it means different things at different times. On the one hand, Nitrin continues, it is deplorable to me that more than 2,200 years, 2,220 years have already passed since the Buddha's demise. What evil karma prevented me from being born in his lifetime? So really, he's just complaining that he didn't get to practice with the author of these teachings. It is just the nature of his relationship with Buddha. Why could not I have seen the four ranks of sages in the former day of the law, or Tendai and Dengyo in the middle day of the law? He's gained great appreciations for these teachers, right? To the point where he wishes he could have been by their side. On the other hand, he says, I rejoice at whatever good fortune enabled me to be born in the last 500-year period and to read these true words of the sutra. Not only because they were available to him to read, but because he had the capacity to understand them. He goes on, even if I'd been born in the Buddha's lifetime, it would have served no purpose. For those who embraced the four flavors of teachings had not yet heard of the Lotus Sutra. Again, my being born in either the former or the middle day of the law would have been meaningless. For neither the scholars of the three schools of the South or the seven schools of the North in China, nor those of the flower garland and the true page turning karma, true word or any other schools believed in the Lotus Sutra. The great teacher Tendai states, quote, in the last 500-year period, the wonderful and difficult to understand way will spread and benefit humankind far into the future. End quote. Does this not describe the time of wide propagation? The great teacher Dengyo says, quote, the former and middle days are almost over and the latter day is near at hand. End quote. These words revealed how much he longed for the beginning of the latter day of the law. If we consider the rewards of living in the different ages, it is clear that minds surpass those of Nagarjuna and Vasubandhu and excel those of Tendai and Dengyo. So strictly speaking, what he's talking about here is the Lotus Sutra's unique position in the ultimate teaching that Buddhahood is always at hand. It is inherent in the life process. And all that we need do is penetrate our veils of delusions to see it, because it's already there. But this is amazing, right? So now we start the question and answer period. Question. You're not the only person living in this last 500-year period. Why are you in particular so overjoyed to be living now? any of you parents out there probably recognize a teenager in the making in this question. What makes you so special? Right? I laugh twice because of the way it sounds, but also because this is Nichiren asking himself this question. So, answer. The fourth volume of the Lotus Sutra reads, quote, since hatred and jealousy toward this sutra abound, even when the Thus Come One is in the world, how much more will this be so after his passing? Also, the great teacher Tendai states, quote, it will be much worse in the future because the principles of the Lotus Sutra are so hard to teach, end quote. The great teacher Miao Lo explains, quote, the purpose of the phrase, the principles are so hard to teach, is to let us know how hard it is to enable people to understand these principles. The Dharma teacher Chittu states, quote, it is said that good medicine tastes bitter. This sutra, which is like good medicine, dispels attachments to the five vehicles and establishes the one ultimate principle. It reproaches those in the ranks of ordinary beings and censures those in the ranks of sagehood denies provisional Mahayana and refutes Hinayana. That is why all these types of people try to make hindrances for a practitioner of the Lotus Sutra. End quote. The great teacher Dengyo states, quote, speaking of the age, the propagation of the true teaching will begin in the age when the middle day of the law ends and the latter day opens. Regarding the land, it will begin in a land to the east of Tang and to the west of Katsu. As for the people, it will spread among people stained by the five impurities who live in a time of conflict. The sutra says, quote, since hatred and jealousy toward this sutra abound even when the Dust Come One is in the world, how much more will this be so after his passing, end quote. There is good reason for this statement, end quote. The great teacher Dengyo seems to be describing his own day, but actually he's referring to our present time. His words, quote, the former and middle days are almost over and the latter day is near at hand, end quote, have just such a meaning. And a quick look around the world today, it's easy to see how these teachings relate to our time. You can't look anywhere without seeing conflict, even within ourselves. The sutra states, the Lotus, quote, evil devils, the devils' people, heavenly beings, dragons, yakshas, kumbanda, demons, and others will seize the advantage. As we already know, these are all personages representing states of mind and influences. And all of these attachments will influence us deeply. There's the first level of conflict right there. Another part of the sutra details these others, whether, quote, whether it be a yaksha or rakshasa, or a hungry spirit or a putana, or a kritya, or a vetada, or a skanda, or an umaraka, or an apasamaraka, or a yaksha kritya, or a human kritya, and so on. These passages explain that those who in previous lifetimes embraced the four flavors and the three teachings, non-Buddhist teachings, or doctrines concerning the realms of human and heavenly beings appear in this life as devils or heavenly or human beings who persecute the votary of the true and perfect teaching when they see or hear of him. It's all because of animality, jealousy, those kind of things, right? So I'm not sure he directly answered the question, but he's using the sutras to indicate that who else could it be? Everybody's pointed this direction to me, right? So the next question is, in comparing the former and middle days with the latter day of the law, the first two were far superior in terms of both time and the people's capacity. Why are these factors of time and capacity ignored in the Lotus Sutra, which refers exclusively to this age? Answer. The Buddha's intent is difficult to fathom. Indeed, I am unable to grasp it. We may attempt to understand, however, by taking the Hinayana Sutras as a point of reference. During the 1,000 years of the former day of the law, Hinayana was fully endowed with the three elements of teaching, practice, and proof. So, you practice your meditations, you studied to deepen your understanding, and you could witness in your life the logic and the truth of what you were practicing and what you were studying. You could see it every day, that it agreed with observation. During the 1,000 years of the middle day, teaching and practice alone remained. Proof no longer existed. In other words, during the middle day, as people's capacities were changing, they started to develop more doubt. And so they would practice as a form of ritual. They would study as a form of memorization, but they would fail to see whether either the practice or the teachings manifesting itself in their lives. They were just blind to it. They wouldn't see the proof. They would just do everything out of dedication, which is laudable as well, but there should be proof. In the latter day of the law, teaching alone remains. People will have scholarship and study, but they're lackadaisical in their practice. And so the proof doesn't manifest. They're just fascinated by the teachings, and they can share them and mimetically and claim they understand better than another, and blah, blah, blah. It's all about the written word and the teachings rather than actualizing those things. That was an interesting distraction. Okay. So he goes on. In the latter day of the law, teaching alone remains. Neither practice nor proof exist. On examining this from the standpoint of the Lotus Sutra, we find that in the 1,000 years of the former day of the law, persons who possessed all three had most probably formed ties with the Lotus Sutra during the Buddha's lifetime. That's a rhetorical way of saying that these people were closer to understanding their own enlightenment. Not that they actually time traveled. They were born again in the former day when they were able to obtain the proof of Hinayana through its teachings and practice. Not because of the value of the Hinayana so much, but because of their insight, their ability to take that teaching and actualize it. Those born in the middle day had not developed strong ties to the Lotus Sutra during the Buddha's lifetime and were therefore unable to attain proof through Hinayana. So the teachings of Hinayana didn't develop a depth of understanding that the people of that time needed in order to transcend their human delusions. They turned instead to provisional Mahayana. They knew Hinayana wasn't working. Provisional Mahayana seemed to have more meat in it, more understanding for their now greater capacity to understand. And thus were able to be born in the pure lands of the Ten Directions. That alone was able to ease their burden and move them toward their Buddhahood. In the latter day of the law, no benefit is derived from either Mahayana or Hinayana. Now he's talking about provisional Mahayana, right? Today we understand neuroplasticity, how the mind works, how the brain works, all of that. So all of those wonderful teachings from the perfection of mind, diamond heart, all of that, great teachings. But what happens? We get attached to that validation of our human form. We get attached to the scholarship of understanding the mind, rather than using it to transcend it. So Hinayana retains nothing but its teaching. It has neither practice nor proof. Mahayana still has its teaching and practice, but no longer provides any proof of benefit, either conspicuous or inconspicuous. It just becomes intellectual ritual. Furthermore, the schools of Hinayana and provisional Mahayana established during the former and middle days of the law cling all the more stubbornly to their doctrines as they enter the latter day. So as usually is the case, the smarter people get, the less they're open to change. Isn't that a contradictory thing? But we see it in everything, right? Those who espouse Hinayana reject Mahayana. And those who espouse provisional teachings attack the true teachings. And what do you think you're better than us? Until the country is overrun with slanderers of the law. They're slanderers and they don't even know it because they refuse to stay open-minded so that they can see what all of these teachings they're practicing lead to. What is the ultimate point of all of it? I don't want to hear it. This is the ultimate point. This is what I'm doing. Right? Those who fall into the evil paths because of their mistaken practice of Buddhism outnumber the dust particles of the land, while those who attain the Buddha way by practicing the correct teaching, are fewer than the specks of dirt that can be placed on a fingernail. At such a time, the heavenly gods and benevolent deities abandon the country, and only perverse heavenly beings and perverse demons remain, possessing the minds and bodies of the ruler, his subjects, and monks and nuns, and causing them to curse, revile, and heap shame on the votary of the Lotus Sutra. So now this is coming closer to the argument you usually hear from Nichiren. You see, this is the condition of our country right now. This is what we have in here. And these people revile the truth-sayer, the one who understands the ultimate teaching and wants to offer to them this teaching, but they refute it because they think they're superior. If, however, in the time after the Buddha's passing, a person renounces his attachments to the four flavors and three teachings and converts to resolute mind and conviction in the Lotus Sutra that is true Mahayana, the heavenly gods and benevolent deities, as well as the bodhisattvas numerous as the dust particles of the thousand worlds who emerge from beneath the ground, guess who, will protect him as a votary of the Lotus Sutra. Under their protection, he will establish and spread abroad widely throughout Jambudvipa the object of devotion of the essential teaching, or the five characters of Myoho Renge Kyo. Yes, Nichiren, we understand. It was the same with Bodhisattva Never Disparaging, who lived in the middle day of the law of the Buddha, Awesome Sound King. He propagated widely throughout his land the teaching of the 24 characters that begin with, I have profound reverence for you, so on and so forth, and was attacked with sticks of wood and by the whole population. The 24 characters of Never Disparaging and the five characters of Nichiren are different in wording, but accord with the same principle. The end of the Buddha, Awesome Sound King's middle day, and the beginning of the latter day of the law are exactly the same in method of conversion. Bodhisattva Never Disparaging was a practitioner at the initial stage of rejoicing. Nichiren is an ordinary practitioner at the stage of hearing the name and words of the truth. Now we go on to the next question, but I think for our New Year's lesson, or Gongyo, this is a good place to stop. Because one of the things we tend to do at the end of a year as we begin a new one, it's just another day, but we humans put significance to things like this. And because the significance of a new year is closing a previous chunk of time and all the accomplishments and struggles that we had in that time and ushering in a new time of challenges with positive energy to say we're up to the task, we make the same vow that Nichiren made. So without planning it, this was an excellent go-sho to use in our transition here from one year to the next. I think I will end this New Year's Gongyo here and immediately go into Shodai, so that those of you who'd like to stay on and join me for some Daimoku as we transition into the new year, we'll just make, yeah, maybe I should do that now. I'll start that now, and we'll progress to another video later. But thank you for participating. Be thankful and grateful and admire your own efforts for the past year. No matter how many struggles, no matter what you've been through, you've surmounted them. You're here. And if you're in the midst of struggles now, I assure you, your track record makes certain that with study and practice, you will most certainly overcome. And the next year will be full of more challenges, but you will continue to grow, surmount challenges, and accomplish your Buddha nature, and see the world as a wonderful, beautiful experience. So good for you. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. And now I'm going to turn my back to you, sorry. But I will face Gohanzen, as I invite you to do, and we'll start to chant again. Maybe my voice will hold up better than it has so far. I'm encouraged. Congratulations. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo.
Namu Myoho Renge Kyo 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 Myoho Renge Kyo Namu 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 Myoho Renge Kyo Renge Kyo Namu Myoho 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 Renge Kyo Namum yo horenge go 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 namum yo horenge go
Please continue to chant. I have to get something to soothe my throat. I will leave the gonzen up for a little while.
Namum yo horenge go namum yo horenge go namum yo horenge
I'm on your hood and get gone, 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 I'm on your hood and I'm on your hood and get gone, 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 I'm on your hood.
Thank you very much.